You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the show. Today, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, go back to what I usually talk about, or in the past, emphasize, and that is what's happening in the economy, what's happening in terms of monetary policy. And before I say anything else, and I normally don't do this at all, and it's not so much a prediction, it's a warning. And I used to be in the financial services industry for several decades. And I'm not going to get into that other than I have a little experience is what I'm trying to say. And I think the last time I did this was, late 70s, maybe early 80s. What am I referring to? We're having in the United States today an asset pricing bubble, both in the stock market and in the bond market. If you're one of those participating in that, you've done fairly well since 2009. However, I would give serious consideration to taking your winnings and cashing in. In other words, go to cash. Go to cash, and better yet, go to gold. Because when I say cash, that's the U.S. dollar. Well, the U.S. dollar is depreciating due to inflation. This is the 100th year of the Federal Reserve, and a 1914 dollar is worth less than 3 cents. I think it's probably less than 2 cents by now. So they haven't really been doing their primary mission is protecting the purchasing power of the dollar. If anything, they're doing the opposite. They're debasing the value of the dollar, and they do it gradually. They don't want to steal your money all at once, but the value of the dollar has gone down, 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 and down, and it's still going down. And we have really a currency war going on. And at some point, there's going to be, and I don't know when, however, I think it's soon, you're going to have an event. And that event could be war, could be a number of things, will result in both the stock market, the bond market crashing, as well as real estate. So you might seriously consider calling your stockbroker or mutual fund or wherever you have your money and go to cash, and better yet, go to gold. And I'm not a gold bug, by the way. But when you're in a period of extreme economic as well as political uncertainty, and I think that would be a fairly accurate description of the world situation today, safety is important. And U.S. Treasury bonds, notes, bills are not safe anymore. They used to be the place where the so-called hot money went in times of crisis. Not anymore. More and more countries, more and more individuals abroad are saying the United States and the United States government is living way beyond the means of the American people. Our debt will hit over $18 trillion in the next 30 to 60 days. And we've had a deficit that this year will be over half a trillion. Now, that's significantly less than the trillion, the $1.4 trillion that we had in fiscal year 2009. But ladies and gentlemen, we should by now have had balanced budgets. We don't. We're not even near. We're a decade away from a balanced budget. In other words, we're going to have a severe recession and depression. Now, if you look at the consumer confidence indexes, no, you think I'm crazy. But we've had a bubble fueled largely on the manipulation of interest rates or prices by the Federal Reserve, which is the United States monetary authorities. responsible for monetary policy. And they've kept the federal funds rate, which is the overnight rate that banks can lend to each other, near zero at 25 basis points. And that's pretty close to zero since December of 2008. So October will be the 69th month of a near zero rate. And finally, the Fed, come November, has announced that it's going to stop buying U.S. Treasury securities primarily. And I have a balance sheet, and I usually say this early in the show, and I'm glad I got to this point. The way you listen to the Pronk Pop Show is go to pronkpop.wordpress.com. That's Pronk Pop, Pops, PronkPops.wordpress.com. At the very top, you'll have links to my most recent 60 to 80 shows, and at the very bottom of the page, you'll have links to all my past shows, except for some of the earlier ones that unfortunately were overwritten. But for most of the shows, you'll have links to them if you want to listen to them. Most of the people that listen to this show do so because they went to a search engine and the results were a Pronk Pop show. And I would say 99% of my listeners are listening to the podcast, either over the internet or they download it and listen to it at its convenience. However, and the reason why I always announce this, in between those links, you will have a lot of information. Some days less, some days quite a bit of information that I've looked at in preparing this show. And one of the things I've looked at, I was just kind of curious, was the composition of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. Now, this is a week-old data, but it's fairly accurate. The balance sheet has, in terms of assets, has U.S. Treasury securities at $2.4 trillion, and mortgage-backed securities at $1.6 trillion. I'm rounding. You can go to the page though and look at it. And this is directly from the Federal Reserve. Now, why is that an interesting number? Not too long ago, prior to the last recession, it was at $800 billion. In other words, we've had more than a five-fold increase in Federal Reserve activity, and what they're basically doing is creating money out of nothing. They're not printing it. They're creating it at a computer terminal and buying U.S. Treasury securities. What are they doing? They're financing our deficits. Year after year after year after year, that's what they're doing. They're also buying mortgage-backed securities. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot continue these years, actually decades, of bigger and bigger and bigger deficits and more debt. We simply don't have the carrying capacity, and that's seen by the fact that what the Fed is doing by its manipulation of the federal funds rate, in effect, what it's doing is keeping the cost of financing the federal government low. In other words, these are not market interest rates. This is more like a Soviet command and control economy where the Federal Reserve is acting like a state. Actually, it is acting like a state and setting prices and controlling prices, interest rates for money. That is not how capitalism works. That's not how free enterprise should work. And ultimately, there will be a day of reckoning. And when that happens, the U.S. economy will go into a prolonged recession, depression. And financial assets, whether they be stocks and bonds denominated in U.S. dollars, will fall like a rock, where you'll see a decline in asset values of at least 40 to 50%. That's what we're talking about. Today, the price-earnings ratio, and that's a measure of how overvalued the stock market is at roughly, it's in the 20s, roughly around 24. When I was in the business, I would look for stocks when it were under 10 to 12. 24 means we have a highly overvalued stock market. And the same is true in bonds. And in other words, the primary direction stocks and bonds will fall is They're going to go down in value dramatically, suddenly and dramatically. You have very little time to get your house in order. Now, obviously, if you're the average American, and I would say most Americans, well, not most, let's put it this way. If you're in the bottom 50% of people who pay taxes, and the bottom 50% pays less than 3% of personal income taxes, you probably have very little or nothing invested in the market. In other words, you really have not been doing very well. And what's added insult to injury, what you can get at your local commercial bank is a minimal interest rate. In other words, there are two sides to what the Federal Reserve is doing. Yes, the Federal Reserve has been creating money out of thin air to buy treasury securities so that the government can finance or pay their bills as a result of running these massive deficits. But who has been hurt? The U.S. saver, the average American who tries to save some money every month. They've been hurt. Now, obviously, if you have a good paying job and you're in the top 50% or top 10% or 1%, you have considerable amount of income and you've saved it by investing in what? Stocks and bonds. I'm warning all of you, it's time to get out. The party is going to crash. The music is going to stop. People will be rushing to the door to get out. Get out now. Could the market continue up for a year, maybe? Yes, that's always a possibility. That's why I'm loath to make predictions. But there's too much information out there that I'm forced to conclude that the best investment advice today is become liquid. And I believe Warren Buffett has become highly liquid lately. He's a very, very successful investor, one of our country's billionaires. You see, the people that are really going to make out are the people that have cash. Cash will be king. Cash will be king. People that will be hurt are people that are heavily leveraged or have a lot of debt because they've been making money because they can borrow it relatively cheaply. And we've had a lot of speculation. That will come to an end. What do I think will cause it? I really don't know. It could be very well a war in the Middle East or a war in the Crimea with Russia, but it'll be something. And it's usually something that will surprise you by its suddenness and its impact. It will be more than a market correction for this reason. It will influence what's happening in Main Street. Because when the party's over, the day of reckoning happens, people will start losing their jobs. Consumer confidence will evaporate. And as a result, businesses will no longer be hiring people, but will be firing people, laying them off. This is a rather doomsday scenario. Call it doom and gloom. It is. And the reason why it is not because of investors that can see it, is because of what the U.S. government has been doing for years under Republicans and Democrats. They were under the illusion that deficits don't matter. Debt doesn't matter. It's different this time. No, it's not. We're way over in terms of debt levels what we should be. And interest rates have been too very low for too long, way too long. Now, many of these people are very intelligent. Many of them have PhDs in economics. They're smart. Some would say brilliant. But I don't confuse brilliance and intelligence with wisdom. And it's not wise what the President, Congress, and the Federal Reserve has been doing. Kick the so-called phrase, and I really don't like the phrase, but it's kicking the can down the road. And they've been successfully doing it for years. But at some point, you can't kick it anymore. The can's too big, and you lose control. And what's scary now, what we have been doing, or what the Federal Reserve has been doing, in its money creation policies and supporting our government in terms of buying its debt, other countries have been doing it. Europe's in a recession. I think we're fast approaching a tipping point where we will go into a recession. And you're going to see it really in the crash of the stock market and the bond market. Last time it was real estate prices. This time it will be equities and bond prices. Those who do not study history, especially financial history, are condemned to repeat the mistakes of the past. And that is what's going to happen. We've had a monetary policy that has been very extreme in the sense of accommodating the federal government, so they could pay their bills. You see, if the Fed wasn't doing what it's doing, interest rates would be at least 2% to 3%, and that's whole percent. Another way to say it, 200 to 300 basis points higher across the entire yield curve, in some cases probably more. That is the problem of a prolonged interfering with the market, in this case, the financial market, or price. Interest rates are prices for money. And you would think that these brilliant economists with their PhDs from the very best universities would have taken their notes in the lectures dealing with the consequences of wage and price controls, including price controls on interest. Apparently, they missed that lecture. Wage and price controls never end well. That is the history. And maybe they need to review that. Because what you're having today going on is, what's the phrase, financial coercion? These prices, these interest rates, are absurd given the risks, given the state of the federal government's budget in terms of spending. And what's sad is, who is going to pay the price? Is it the very wealthy? No. The very wealthy, such as Warren Buffett, but there are other people that are sophisticated investors, they're going to definitely hedge their investment positions, but they're going to go to cash early. And that will be, you'll see this going on, and it'll happen suddenly. I don't know when. If I do, I can make a lot of money, but that's another story. But I think it's soon. So be wise. Take precautions. Go to cash or go to gold, better yet. There are other alternatives. Those are not the only alternatives. You can invest in foreign equities, but I'm not going to give investment advice. This show is not and will not be a show on financial advice, whether it's investments, insurance, or financial planning. I could give that show, but I decided way early that that's not what this show is going to be about. But it is in the news. The market is booming. People are celebrating. The smart people are thinking, I think it's time to get out. Get out while the going is good. Time to get out of Dodge City. I think that's good advice, and I'm not the only one saying it. Because if you go to the proncpops.wordpress.com site, I give you a number of videos by some experts, such as Jim Rogers, Mark Farber, Peter Schiff, Jim Grant. I could have added some more, and I might if I have a little bit more time, and some other people. Now, some of you are going to say, you know, I've heard all this before. In 2013, these same people were saying what I'm saying today. They were. And they were right then, and they're right now. The problem is, you can't predict. No one can predict, including the smart, brilliant PhDs at the Federal Reserve, as to what's going to happen. Remember, those are the same people that thought, oh, there's no bubble in real estate. Really? When was your first clue that the bubble was bursting? You see, the same people that were responsible, and there's a lot of responsibility about the last bubble, by the way. A lot can be spread around. But one group is the Federal Reserve. They didn't see it coming, and they enabled it by making money cheap, and that's the problem. But it was more to it than that. You had the rating agencies. You had mortgage bankers, people speculating in real estate, and that's what was going on. People thinking they could buy a house today and sell it in a month or a week. Where we're at today is equities are way overvalued. This bubble has run its course, and we're on the verge of another financial crisis that will lead to another recession. And remember, we're in the 63rd month of the so-called recovery, yet our unemployment rates exceed 6%. where most economists would say a near full employment rate is around 3% or under. We're nowhere close to that. So we're at a much higher level of unemployment, a much higher level of national debt. And what's going to happen is when this financial crisis happens and a lot of wealth is destroyed, the wealth effect will go into reverse. And what I mean by wealth effect, if you're one of the fortunate few that invested in stocks and have done very, very well since the recovery of 2009, in other words, you got in, you had money, and you invested it when equities were cheap. And that's you buy low, sell high. It's a sort of a, you've heard the phrase, if you've done any investing, you buy something cheap when there's a lot of it, and you sell it before the bubble bursts. Sell high. And the stocks are high today. Now, is that true of every stock? No. Is that true of every bond? No. But most, yes. So it's time to leave the party. Get up, walk out the door, call your financial advisor, planner advisor, and get out of Dodge. Go liquid. Go to gold, or you need to fundamentally change your portfolio's asset allocation. Get out of dollar-denominated investments and do it today, because it could happen any day. And I've seen this happen. Unfortunately, a lot of young people have never seen it really happen. They're new to the industry. Now, okay, more people than in the past saw what happened in 2007 and 8 and 9 because of the real estate. But this is a recurring theme, if you will, where you have cheap money and speculation. In other words, you have a lot of leverage. Invariably what happens is the leverage works the other way. It's very attractive and enticing when prices are going up, up, and up, because you can borrow a lot of money and make a lot of profits due to your leverage or debt. But it also works the other way. So we're in a period of tremendous uncertainty as to what's going to happen both economically and politically. And by what I mean by that is there's a possibility of a regional war in the Middle East. There's a possibility of a war in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine, with Russia. And when you're getting in those kind of situations where you could have some fundamental economic disruptions, especially of certain key economic resources such as natural gas and oil, you're going to be in for a period of shocks, price shocks and investment shocks. Commodities will go up, certain commodities will go up, such as gasoline prices, and certain prices, namely equity and bond prices, will fall like a rock. You see, that's the problem where you have had government intervention into the economy by the monetary authorities in the United States, namely the Federal Reserve System, as well as poor fiscal policies. And the problem is fundamentally fiscal. I always say this. The problem that the United States faces today is we're spending way too much money. Way too much money. A way to summarize that is we're living, or the federal government is living beyond the means of the American people. And that is clearly seen in the level of deficits, which this year will again be over $500 billion. It could be over $600 billion. We'll find out about this time next month. So be careful. Be prudent. The worst that could happen is you lose a small percentage of the upside. But don't get greedy. You know, there's a phrase on Wall Street, bears make money, bulls make money, pigs don't make money. So don't be a pig. So you need to be very, very cautious. Now, if you follow, and I do follow, what consumer confidence, it's up. That's good news. But what's the problem? We need more and more investment and more savings to provide those funds for the private sector to expand their businesses, as well as new capital formation when entrepreneurs, business owners start new businesses. That's what we haven't seen, because we have economic policies that are discouraging both business formation and capital formation. You see, there's a lot that could be done, and that's my frustration. There is a lot of things that could be done, but you're not going to get it done with this Senate, this president, and I'm not even sure with the Republican Party anymore. I think the Democratic Party, as far as I'm concerned, is a lost cause. They've drank the Kool-Aid, and they're overdosing. They're part of the problem. But the Republican Party has not been much better because they control the House. They could put pressure on. They should be balancing the budget, and the best thing they can do is say, well, we have a budget that'll balance in 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have 10 years, and that's the point. There's no sense of urgency to correct a very, very bad situation that's only going to get worse. And we need fundamental tax reform. And I've said it on past shows. I can't really get into details. I'm looking at the clock. I only got about 3 minutes. I'm for a broad-based consumption tax, such as the fair tax. I have my own version of it called fair tax less. In other words, do away with the personal income taxes, do away with corporate taxes, do away with the state and gift taxes, capital gains tax, the alternative minimum tax, and replace it with a broad-based consumption tax, such as the fair tax, and the rate would be 20%. It would replace all those other taxes. You would never have to fill out a tax return ever again because you would be pay it at the cash register when you buy goods and services. Now, why do I recommend that? It would encourage people to save. That's one of the problems. We want to encourage people to save their money at market rates of return and interest, not this suppressed interest rate, this manipulation, these price control of interest rates by the monetary authority in the United States, the central bank, namely the Federal Reserve. This is economics of the last 80 years, and it's been a disaster because they don't understand the fundamental fact that jobs are created in the private sector. And to have jobs created in the private sector, you need market incentives. And you need to discover what the prices for various resources are. And you're fundamentally distorting that with very low, artificially low interest rates to support more and more government spending. That's what I call SAD, the spending addiction disorder. And the big enabler of that is the Federal Reserve. And thank God they're supposedly going to stop buying both mortgage-backed securities and treasuries at the end of October. But what they haven't been doing is gradually increasing the federal funds rate. And that's one of their mistakes. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't have an exit strategy. They're really doing this by the seat of their pants. They don't have a clue what to do. They've really gone down this road so far that they don't know how to get out. And they believe in this nonsense of Keynesian economics, that the answer when you're in a recession is more and more government spending. They forgot about the part that when you're not in a recession, you should be running surpluses. We're nowhere near a surplus. We're at least $500 billion away from a balanced budget, closer to $600 billion. So the situation is rather, let's say, scary. And if I have not panicked you, maybe you're missing the message and really need to go to my website and listen to some of these other gentlemen. But you should be in panic mode. And some people are, and the people that are going to be well off after this are the people that do panic and do take precautionary measures. And that's what I'm recommending. So this was an alert. Maybe I should have got a siren or a warning signal. Danger, danger, danger. And we're approaching October, and October has been a very, very bad month when it comes to financial crises. With that, I want to close my show with America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College.